on this Wheels Emphasis Sunday in the Presbyterian Church USA, I want to invite you in a roundabout way, and no matter your age, to write your last will and testament today. The roundabout way begins with three questions that tend to preoccupy the minds of philosophers. The first question generally concerns how we know what we know. Theologians are preoccupied with a similar question that goes something like, how do we know what we know about God? The second question for philosophers is how to behave, the question of ethics. Asked with a theological spin, the question becomes, how are we to live in relation to the God in whom we believe? There is a third branch of inquiry, according to Harry Frankfurt, a retired philosopher of some renown from Princeton University. The third branch of inquiry is concerned with a cluster of questions which pertain to another fundamental preoccupation of human existence, namely, what to care about. What to care about. Here we are concerned not with ordering our relations with other people, or distinguishing between right from wrong, or setting the limits of our moral obligations as we are when we speak about ethics. Rather, we are led to this third branch of inquiry, Frankfurt says, because we are interested in deciding what to do with ourselves, and because we therefore need to understand what is important, or rather what is important to us. To care about something is to be invested in it, to identify ourselves with it, to make ourselves vulnerable to what happens to it, for better or for worse. What we care about shapes our character and propels us to stand here and not there, to dare this and not that, to risk even our lives for the sake of what we care about. This is not a question of what you and I do in order to make a living. It is a question of what compels us to live the life we have been given by God to live. Some of you stand at the beginning of your days, though when I look out at this crowd, I think most of those people have left to go over to the other side of the church. But nevertheless, some in this community stand at the beginning of their days, trying on things that they might care about. Others in the middle may or may not be, in the middle of what may or may not be 80 years, are often compelled by various discontents to revisit the question of what you care about. Or perhaps the one necessity of your life continues to be an adventure worth your life. If you have never asked yourself this question, and so have no clue what you care about, really, one way to tell at a glance what you care about unwittingly is to do business with the bottom line. What you spend on shelter, cars, tuition, clothes, health, books, security, liquor, beauty, leisure, gifts, art, savings, and of course, sweet charity. Someone object and say that we come closer to understanding the importance of what we care about by asking after our use of the time given us by God, the priceless aspect of our days, medicine and revamped the radiology departments of three hospitals. He also helped those further down the medical ladder, the obituary goes on, encouraging orderlies to become doctors and cleaners to become technicians, and founded a program at Harlem Hospital to help local youths become X-ray technicians. The obituary concluded, Dr. Jan Jacob Schmulwitz of Southeast Poland, Germany, Israel, and Manhattan lived a life worth noting, not so much because he survived unimaginable horrors, but because he gave meaning to his survival. He gave meaning to his survival. Then there's Daniel Berrigan, who died yesterday at the age of 94. You may not agree with what he did with his life, but read his obituary today, and then ask yourself, what do you care about? Now, even more to the point, in this post-Easter season, when we turn our attention to the church, the question is, what do we care about as Christ's church, and how will the care that marks our lives together also change what we care about individually? Both lessons this morning address those who have been called out by God's address in Jesus Christ and been turned clean around by what the church cared about. The Gospel of John was written to a newly gathered community who cared about everything else in their lives about the gospel. Cared that the news of death's defeat and love's victory would be let loose in the world. Likewise, in the book of Revelation, the elder John, exiled on the island of Patmos, was writing to a growing community of believers who would soon risk even their lives to get the gospel said in the world. A necessity had taken hold of them and impelled them in the face of death-dealing powers of empire to say, as Martin Luther would say later, "Here I stand. I can do no other." John and the elder John were writing to people for whom it would be unthinkable not to care about the gospel. Yet both writers address the very real fears, the misgivings of family and friends, the self-doubt that comes in the night to those whose convictions bring them face to face with death. John is writing some 60 years after the resurrection to second and third generation believers. Like us, they knew of Jesus only by word of mouth, and through the lives of men and women whose faith was only explicable if Jesus was alive. In the 14th chapter, John is putting questions into the mouths of the disciples that must have been the questions on the lips of the early church. "Lord, we do not know where you are going," Thomas says. "How can we know the way?" Philip asks Jesus to show them the Father, show them the God in whose hands their lives are really and truly held. And Judas, not Iscariot, wonders why Jesus is known to them, but not to the world. Are they fools? These are the questions of those on the precipice of caring about. churches on life. Think of the Confessing Church in Germany. We have been given the same promise of a destination in the love that God is, setting us free from our fears. We have been given the same command to love and are being sent out as witnesses to the love that is stronger than death. We have been given the same trust in the God whose Spirit accompanies us every step of the way, teaching us and reminding us of the word that is our inheritance. What evidence will there be in the end that we cared about the gospel? That we lost ourselves, invested ourselves, risked ourselves for the sake of the witness we were given to bear? So on this rainy Sunday, designated by our denomination as Will's Emphasis Sunday, I invite you to write your last